You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
And welcome, everybody. It is that time again. I know it ain't lunchtime, but even though it may be. But you know what? It's that time to enjoy one of your favorite radio programs. It is time for your spiritual GPS to success. And I am yet honored to be your spiritual life coach. I am really grateful for that. You know, I thank God for the gift that He has given me. And I am so grateful. I have had the privilege of speaking to so many of you around the globe, and I thank you for tuning in every week. And many of you will message me, you will send me a notation. Some of you have even been so kind. You have sent me a card in the mail and little gifts and trinkets, and I just love it. I want you to know I like getting presents. I really do, but you all are very kind to me, and so I want to thank you very much for your support and your love. Today, I have a very interesting show for you. And today, we are in the spring of 2021. Can you believe it? We are already in the spring. And something occurred to me. You know, spring, my son came to me the other day and said, "Daddy, what is your favorite time of the year?" Well, I said, "It used to be spring, but now I got these allergies and asthma, all of this." So, you know, even yesterday here in Atlanta, it was so pretty and the wind was blowing. I like when the wind blows. But I had to shut that door because that asthma and the pollen was everywhere. But I believe it's going to get better. It really is. But you know, one thing about spring, it is also a time that we see things again. We see the flowers. We see the leaves blooming on the trees. We just see the grass gets greener. It's like life takes on a beautiful meaning again. I know there's always meaning in life, but it's such a joy to see these flowers again. And so today I'm going to ask some people, what are you expecting? What are you expecting to see again or to experience again this spring? That's one thing about when I used to live in Texas, there used to be these pink flowers. Just a little, you know, everybody else called it ain't nothing but a weed, but it still made the side of the road look pretty. I was looking forward to seeing those little pink flowers. What are you expecting to see this spring? Because that engages the law of attraction. I'm expecting this. I'm looking forward to this. You know, we all need something that calls us to get up out of bed. We all got to have something to expect that will give us that motivation to look forward to a brighter day. We need, we desire, we expect something that will cause us to get the ball rolling in the morning, right? I want to know today, what are you expecting? Because what you are expecting is your prayer. God, I'm looking forward to this happening again in my life. I got some callers already in queue, so I got to hurry and get to work. Why don't you go on and tell somebody, hey, tune in, log in. Maybe you need to send them the link to this particular program because I believe it's going to be a great blessing to them. And also, keep in mind, if you want to be a part of the radio program, because it's recorded live, it is recorded live, all you need to do is text the word LOA to 40691, and you too will be notified when I'm doing a live show. Listen, let me get ready to go to some callers, and let's find out what they are expecting to experience this spring. We'll be right back. tuning your spiritual GPS to success. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. And you know, first of all, thank you again for logging in and tuning in to our program. And it is true. I just believe that wherever you are in life, you can be directed to your goal, to what you're believing God for. You can be directed there. Don't give up. Just hold on. I believe that things are getting better for you. What are you expecting? What are you expecting? You know, one thing I found out, and I've been telling others this, I don't know if I said this before on this broadcast, but whenever we use the word need, change that word need to expect. Somebody say, I need something to eat. Well, change it to, I expect something to eat. I need some money. Change it to, I expect money. I expect some money today. Well, when you do that, you change the vibration and you cause the law of attraction to manifest and work more for you in your favor. Listen, I'm getting ready to go to Joan in Pennsylvania. Let's see if I can get Joan on the line. Joan, are you there?
I'm here, Michael.
Oh, wonderful, Joan. Now, Joan, today we're in spring, and now you in Pennsylvania. Do you now? I just don't know. I've been to Pennsylvania one time, but it was in the summertime. But are there pretty flowers? I'm just sure there are that come in the springtime. What is your favorite flower that you see there in Pennsylvania?
I like them all, to tell you the truth. I enjoy them all. They're all beautiful. Tulips, daffodils, all the Easter flowers, everything.
Oh, wow. So now, by it being spring, Joan, what is something that you are expecting? Do you like the spring season?
I love it. I love it. It's my favorite.
Why is it your favorite?
Because everything is new again.
Oh.
The fresh start.
I like that. Everything is new. I need to write that one down. Everything is new again. I like that. So now tell me, what is something that you're expecting this spring?
Well, being able to get out and see my family more and just people and just being able to get out, and it's going to be spring and it's going to be beautiful and, you know.
So it sounds to me like you're looking forward to the beauty. You're looking forward to the beauty of just simply enjoying the beauty of spring with your family. Is that what I'm understanding?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I believe it's going to happen for you, Joan. Joan, what is one thing that I can look into for you on today?
Well, Michael, I just would like to know whatever you see. Whatever comes to you, you tell me.
All right. Well, I need you to realize that you have inner strength, but I don't feel that you have been working the inner. It's like a, how can we say, like a power tool. I don't feel like you've been working your own power enough. I don't know what you may be trying to manifest, because it is something you're trying to manifest, but it's like your energy level kind of went down a little bit. Kick it back up, because whatever you were doing, it was working. Now, I do feel that this happened. Your power energy went down. Seems like to me around about the early part of March. So I need you to get back on focus with that. You are able to do this, and you're still good at working with your hands. So that's another business idea that you do have that you kind of, and the word he's giving me is like you're toying around with it. No, come on, let's get all the wheels in motion. Even maybe that's the beauty of the spring. It lets us know that everything good is coming back up again. Those pretty flowers, the wonderful shade from the tree, it is coming. So right now, I believe it's time for you to resurrect your power again and go for your business idea, okay?
Okay.
I want you to hang in there, Joan. I wish you the best of success. I'm sure that it's coming for you. Also, who's dealing with the arthritis in the hand? It's somebody, before I let you go, he's telling me that somebody
I
with
am.
The arthritis.
I
in
am.
His, who is that?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, okay. All right. So I'm praying that it, because right all of a sudden my hand started bothering me. So I'm believing. Now, it's going to start going away, but there's there's an oil or something, a cream that I'm putting on it. So something, you're going to be led to some type of cream, and it's going to help alleviate a lot of that tension and that pressure in the hand. Okay.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Blessings to you now. Enjoy the spring, okay?
Thank you, Michael. Happy Easter.
Same to you, my dear. God bless you. I believe I'm going to Jeannie out of New York. Jeannie, how you doing?
I'm out of New York.
That's what I said. Jeannie out of New York. What did I say?
Oh, okay. I thought you said Florida.
No. Now, maybe that's what you... Do you want to go to Florida?
No, I've been there, done that.
Oh, okay. See, you here in Florida. Now listen, you know what? I do. I'm teasing, but part of me is a little serious. When we think we misheard something, it may be because something's spirit is trying to tell you may need to deal with something down there. I don't ever take anything for granted. You may not be moving there. It may be maybe a check coming for you from Florida. I don't know. So hold on to that now. But Jeannie, how are you doing there in New York?
I'm doing wonderful. And you?
I am good. Now, Jeannie, what is something you're expecting this spring?
I'm expecting my prayers to be answered.
I like that. You're expecting your prayer. Now, what is one prayer particular that you can share openly? Because prayer is very personal, it's very private. But what is one prayer that you can share that you're expecting to be answered?
Well, I want to open a shelter for youth.
You want to open a shelter for youth?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Okay, now do you have a 501c3?
No, I don't. Okay. And I know I have to get that.
I want you to work on that as soon as you can, okay? You to work on that as soon as you can. I don't know why, but I'm picking up that's something that you need to really get into place. And it's very urgent that you do that. And so I want you to get, because that's a process. It could be a 3-month or even a longer process, but I want you to get started on that one, okay?
Okay, great.
What is something I can look into for you for this spring? What is something I can look into for you?
Do you see me moving soon?
No. I'm sorry, but I don't.
Okay.
I don't see you moving soon, but I do feel that you are preparing for it. Now,
oh, yes.
This is the thing, and that's the good thing. You're preparing for it. And this is sort of like the last caller. It's like I need you to even... I feel like... my foot is on the accelerator, and I need you to press the accelerator. In other words, give it more gas. Give it a little bit more energy. So I need you to even feel, maybe you're cleaning up, maybe you're packing up, but I need you to give more energy even in looking, driving by home, seeing what you want or where you're trying to live. But I want you to give it a little bit more gas. It is coming. I don't see it coming as soon, but it is coming. Now, all things are taking place at the proper time, and that's what he's telling me to tell you. It's not a... how can I tell you? Well, this is kind of different for me. He is telling me there is a slight delay because something is trying to catch up to you. It is a slight delay, but it's on purpose. So don't feel like you're being punished. It's just a slight delay. And then you go say, oh, this is why. I got it now. So it is a slight delay, but it's going to get better for you. Okay.
Okay, great.
Well, hang in there. Enjoy Easter and have a wonderful Resurrection Sunday. Hopefully you can enjoy the youth and give them some eggs or some candy or something like that. But I believe it's going to be a great season for you, okay?
Thank you.
Blessings to you Jeannie. Enjoy New York. You know what? I've never thought about New York in the spring. Is it pretty in New York in the spring?
It's beautiful. It's like a rebirth.
Oh, okay. I'm going to have to go and visit New York in the spring. Maybe that's... need to put that on my bucket list. You enjoy yourself, Jeannie, and have a wonderful Easter, okay?
You too.
Listen, everybody, you in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. Let's see if I can go to Anita. Get Anita on the line and see how Anita is doing on today. Anita, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. Anita, I know you are in the Nashville area. Is Nashville pretty in the springtime?
I think so.
You say you think so?
Yes, I do. I think Nashville is pretty in the springtime, especially I took a drive last weekend through one of the back roads from Antioch to Mount Juliet, and it was just so peaceful and so beautiful. I like the way the Nashville is flat, but it has hills. So I like that.
Oh, okay. Well, wonderful. Now, so tell me, what is the one thing that you enjoy about the spring?
I don't like when stuff blooms because it messes with my allergies, but I like to see them after they bloom.
You know, it does. Oh, my goodness. Here in Georgia, they got the green. It rained the other day, and then I saw all this green dust just all on my driveway. I'm like,
yes.
It's all on my doorknobs and everywhere. But, yeah, this too shall pass.
Yes.
I used to love opening the windows and letting the fresh air of the spring come in. I can't do that right now.
Right.
Anita, what is one thing I can look into for you on today?
I don't have anything specific. I would like for the springtime to like travel, not just adult travel, but travel with my children.
So that's something you said you would like to travel with your children.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where you want to go?
To the beach.
Ooh.
Yes. Just somewhere where we can have fun.
Yeah.
We've never been to like the Disneyland or Disney World or the United Kingdom. And I think even though they're young adults, I think that they would actually enjoy that because they're still kids at heart.
I think it's wonderful for you even being a mother at heart. I like that you are even still considering them, although they're young adults. Really, they are adults. You still desire for them to experience new things. In fact, that's where I'm going next week for my vacation. I'm going to, what is it, somewhere in Florida, Orlando. That's where I'm
okay.
going. And so I think it's great. Now, what I heard for you was plant or make a destination.
Okay.
Make a destination. That's why I asked you where you want to go. Simply make a destination. This is where we're going to go. Start looking into it and pick a place and then work towards that goal. Now, it's just like, again, what do you want for dinner? I think I want lasagna. Well, then you're making preparations to get the lasagna, whether you're going to cook it or whether you're going to buy it from somewhere. But you know the goal is the lasagna. So the goal is the beach. Pick a beach that's closest to you. Start there. And you know what? That's really what my wife and I did last year. We just picked somewhere where we just wanted to go. And because always, I know this sounds funny, but in my mind, I just thought, I just can't afford a vacation. I can't afford. And it was just in my mind, you know. And it really wasn't true. I really could. I just didn't think of it as being affordable. I just never thought of it. But when we put it in our minds, let's just go here. And it was for our anniversary. No, it was for my birthday. Let's go here. When I went for the birthday and we just had a wonderful time, we said, you know what? Well, we go do this every 3 months. Let me go to a beach and find a beach to go to. Do you know we have been doing it?
You know, I called my dad, I think it was Sunday after we finished with my son's birthday party because my son was like, he turned 24 on the 27th of March. And he was like, Mom, I want to spend my birthday with you. So I called my dad and I asked my dad, I said, why is it that we don't do we haven't done a vacation? And he said, what are you talking about? I said, your children, you have two of them and you have three grandkids and we've never done a vacation with you. And he said, well, I just haven't thought about it. Plus COVID. I said, Daddy, you can't use that as an excuse.
But, you know, a lot of people just don't think about it. And I had to, even for the vacation, I had to really get my mind to a place to just relax and to think, just be at peace with the water because we went to the beach. It was the most enjoyable time. And now let me be honest again, earlier in my career, I just never cared for a vacation. I was just enjoying working so much. I just enjoyed it. But now I guess I'm at the age where I do enjoy it. I enjoy your vacation now. Pick the destination and send me a postcard from that destination, okay?
I will.
Blessings to you, Anita. Listen, everybody, you're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I'm your spiritual host, your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. And don't forget, you can get your own private reading with me. All you got to do is text the word reading to 40691. Okay, or go to the website, drmichaelmosley.com. Now, the quickest way is to text reading to 40691. Listen, I'll take a break. I'll be right back. Spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. It's springtime, everybody. And you know, it automatically, I think spring brings an expectation. Well, the summer does too. I think every season. But it's something about the spring. It's almost like a natural expectation, a natural expectation of nature. We're looking forward to greener trees, greener grass, prettier flowers. We're looking forward to color. Now, in the fall and the wintertime, everything kind of, it's pretty, but it went, we got to add the color ourselves. You know, we got to add the red and the green trees. We got to add the Christmas lights. But it's something about spring. It automatically adds color into our life. And we expect that color. And I want you to remember what we stated earlier. Now, whenever you use the word need, change it to expect. I expect. All right, somebody say, I need to get married. No, you expect to get married. Listen, let me go to Miss Cynthia. Cynthia, how are you doing on today?
I'm doing great. And yourself?
Wonderful. Now, Cynthia, where are you from? Where are you calling me from?
Virginia.
Virginia. Now, isn't there a Virginia Beach out there?
Yes, it is.
Oh, see, I got to go to Virginia. Have you been to the Virginia Beach?
Absolutely.
Is it pretty?
It is.
Okay, I have to go there. I'm going to put that on my list and tell my wife, we got to go to Virginia Beach. Cynthia said so, so we got to go. Cynthia, what is something you are expecting this spring?
I'm expecting newness in a lot of different ways. I'm excited. I'm looking for God to bless me with an idea or some type of business venture wherein it will be a demand and I can meet that demand with supply.
So,
and also I'm expected to meet a mate that will potentially be a lifelong partner.
All right. Now, let me do a little bit of coaching with you, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to encourage you. And I think it's wonderful. Now, the goal is we're looking for that mate. And that's great. I want to even pull that. I want to generalize that just a little bit. Not much, but just a little bit. I want you to expect love and fun.
Okay.
Now, not just the mate, because I said this, I was talking to someone on last evening. Sometimes we use that word mate, or we use that word husband or spouse, but some it becomes too heavy, which is that is what you're looking for. But in order to get it, let's first focus on what comes first. What is coming first, or what we should desire to come first, is love and fun. Look for that, and then that would automatically lead you to the next thing. Okay. I was talking to a young lady, and I was letting, she said, I want to be married, and you know, pray for me a husband. That's wonderful. I have no problem with that. In fact, I did. But I had to let her know, first look for fun. Because to say I'm looking for a marriage, that means soon as someone come to you or maybe approach you, you're like, okay, is he the one? You jump straight to the marriage. And we forget about the love. And I know what you're saying. I want someone to marry that I love. I understand that. But it's like, it's too much weight on the back end of that. It's like, I'm having all this, but the goal is to get married. No, the goal is to enjoy life, to have fun. Let that be your goal. Is that making any sense?
It makes a whole lot of sense.
So this is what I want to encourage you to expect. To experience this spring is love, fun. Right now, although I have allergies, the outdoor nature is drawing me outside. It's like it's calling me. I can't really answer like I want to, but it's calling me. Let love call you and let it call you into marriage. But you just want the love right now. Enjoy the love. Enjoy. You know, because really marriage, I tell people, marriage, the way we look at it today, is really business. It's kind of, it used to be very spiritual, and yes, it was ordained by God, but now we look at it for legal purposes. You know, you got insurance and you got to file certain papers, but it really was a celebration of love.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
So that's what I encourage you to focus on, that celebration of love. Focus on that. Now, I am believing God with you for the business. The business. Now, again, let's pull back on that, because you just said, I want a business that is in high demand. Now, why did you say that?
Because I know that if there's a demand for whatever it is that you have, then you know what type of supply, you know how to supply it and meet that demand. You know what to come up with, what you need to do, how much of a product, if it's a product that you can put out there, because it's a demand for it. And because it's a demand for it, that means that you will be successful with it if the product is a good product.
So now you gave me a whole lot that was not true.
Okay.
You gave me the ending part that was true. No,
right.
It's all
true. I know there's a startup part.
that first part was a startup part. But it was true. I shouldn't say that. It really was true. But the ending part was, you could be successful. But now, the first part, I was wondering, were you listening to what you were saying? Because would you enjoy meeting that demand?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I want you to watch the words that we use. I know it's just a little thing. I don't know why, but this is what I'm getting for you. Be cautious of the words that we use. Demand. Sometimes demand puts such a demand on us that it can be very stressful.
That's true.
Oh, I got 300 orders for this particular product. Oh, God. And then my people are late. They're supposed to have my shipment in. Oh, now I got a demand here, and the people already put a down payment. And now what do I do? And then I got another article. The product is so successful. Here is another demand. They want 1,000 pieces of this product. So it can be demanding. So you want to be cautious of that. I want you to just step back a little bit and realize you think about what it is that you really are desiring. And this is something that God had to deal with me about. Sometimes I thought success was having certain things. And if I had, let's say, for instance, if I had a big church, that meant that I was very successful and I'm going to have more money coming in because they are paying me a larger salary because I have a larger church. That does not necessarily have to be the case. What you are asking, what I feel that you are asking, is I want to have money. I want to have something that will cause me to enjoy my life. And I want to be able to have, I want to enjoy, basically the bottom line, I want to enjoy money. I want to enjoy making money. And if you want to say spending money or circulating money or using money.
Yes.
That's the key. So now I'm going to leave it up to Spirit to give me the best way possible for it to come to me. I'm looking for it to come the best way possible and maybe even the simplest way possible. One thing also about spring, sometimes you'll see flowers pop up that you didn't even know were there. There was a bush around my yard. I forgot it was, and I walked around there the other day and these beautiful, huge red flowers. I'm like, oh, I forgot all about these because I don't ever go on the side of the house. So sometimes even there are flowers that will come in the crooks and cracks in the concrete. You're like, look at that flower blooming through the crack. But it found the easiest way to come through. So you want money to come to you the simplest and easiest way, and it could be through a wonderful business. It's not working harder. It's working smarter.
Working smarter, yes.
So I want you to be careful of that word demand. Okay. I am looking forward to, if you want a business, that's great. I'm looking forward to a business that is very generous to me, simple to me, and enjoyable for me. Okay?
Okay.
Generous, simple, and enjoyable.
Okay.
I always said, you know, for many times, I always thought whoever came up with that idea of a Snuggie, that was a, it just seems almost too simple. You know, it was just, we all been cuddled up with blankets and somebody just said, well, I'm going to put some sleeves on this thing. And they boom, bam. It's like it took off like hotcakes. Like, it was just a simple little thing. But hey, even Uber, you know, now you're a church, young lady. You know, we've been picking up people to go to church all this time. And somebody said, you know what, I'm going to get paid for this. They said, I got a car note, I'm going to get paid for this, you know. So let it be simple, let it be generous, and really let it be enjoyable for you. You got it?
Yes, got it. I really want to just travel and write books.
Well, see, it's simple, it's generous, and it's enjoyable.
Yes.
Now, all I need you to do is believe in yourself. Get started. That's a no-brainer. And I know it may seem like, and this is where Dr. Mosley's book come in, which I believe you do have, is talk yourself into it. Don't let so much negativity say, oh, you can't do it. Oh, ain't nobody making no money with that. Oh, yes, there are. You have that in you. So keep doing it. Don't worry about it being in demand. Now, if anything be in demand, they're going to say, okay, since we have a demand for your product, we need another book. Well, all you go do is jump on a plane and start traveling and writing again. So that's enjoyable. It's simple. And it really is good for you. Go for it. Okay?
Thank you.
You got it. Now, I want you to tell me next time you talk to me, I want you to tell me that you're getting your book together. And you got the manuscript, at least a chapter or two. Okay?
Okay.
Blessings to you, Cynthia. I appreciate you listening. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley. I'll be right back. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, and I'm glad to be with you on today. And you know, it is springtime. The flowers are blooming again. The grass is growing again. Yeah, the lawn people, they're getting ready to make a killing, right? They're happy. I believe the lawn, the maintenance, you know, the lawn guys, oh, they be waiting for spring because they know that grass, as soon as you cut it, one day it's going to pop back up the next day. So somebody looking for a good job, you got a lawnmower, that may be something to look into. Listen, I am going to talk to the lovely lady, Miss Tasia. Now, Tasia, did I say your name right that time?
Yes.
How you doing, Tasia?
I'm doing great.
Good. Now, Tasia, where are you calling me from?
I'm in Florida.
Oh, Florida. Now, what part of Florida are you in?
I live in Miami.
Oh, you. How far is Miami from Orlando?
About three and a half hours.
Oh, really?
Yes.
No, we can't do that drive. Because I'm going to drive from Atlanta to Orlando. It's 5.5. I said, we're just going to jump in the truck. Let's just go on and get on down the road. But now I believe that Florida is beautiful in the springtime. Do you like Florida in the spring?
I love it. I love it here.
Really?
Yep. Yes.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
You like it in Florida?
I do. And I'm originally from Washington, D.C. So maybe that's why it's the opposite of kind of what I've experienced, you know, my life. But I love it.
Oh, well, awesome. But now, what is something that you really enjoy about the spring?
Just the change in season. You know, I mean, for the most part here in Florida, it's pretty consistent across the board. But I guess I would say there's just a sense of newness, like, that comes with spring. I would say just this freshness, this newness. It feels really good.
All right. So now tell me something. What is something that you are looking for? Well, I feel something for you. What can I look into for you on today?
Dr. Mosley, I'm very open to whatever the spirit will have for you to impart to me.
Right now, I feel you, although it's beautiful out there, I feel a searching. You're looking for something, or you expecting something, and you're waiting on something to happen. But I'm trying to understand what that is. But this is what I'm getting. You're looking for validation. You're looking for a confirmation to proceed in what your heart is telling you. And I have to tell you, you got this. You can do this. You know, there's a scripture that says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Death is right there. In other words, this is live or die, sink or swim. I can either make it or I can fail. But he's saying, though you are there, you are in that position of walking through the valley of the shadow of death. But you don't have to worry. You don't have to be afraid. I got you. So now you are in the process of achieving a greater goal. This is what I need you to realize. You are in the process of achieving, not failing, but achieving a greater goal. Now, it's okay. Sometimes you have to, there's another part of the Bible where I think it was Abraham that left his father, left his kindred, and he went to go and find what God told him. I believe you, like you said, you're from Washington, D.C. I believe, what is that other, there's a secular song that says your body's here with me, but your mind is on the other side of town. Now, you're probably too young for that one, but that's an old love song that they have. I feel that your mind is still somewhere else and is overly concerned about what a situation or maybe other people. It's not that it's bad, but it's hindering you from moving forward. You are at this valley of the shadow of death. Yes, you could live. Yes, you could die. But God is saying, I got you. So there's nothing but success for you. You won't die. You won't sink. You will swim. But you got to go with your path, what God is telling you to do. You know, sometimes we feel like we got to cut the apron strings now. God's got you. He hasn't failed you thus far. And I want to make it a little bit more sense of that. Your mind hasn't failed you thus far. Go with your dream. Yes, this is a new avenue, a new turn for you. So does this make any sense to you at all?
Yes.
So please, by all means, it's Easter. It's Easter. Mm-hmm. And you know what we do? I just told someone, you know, during Easter, some of us have the Easter egg hunt and all that. I used to like it, but then I would be embarrassed because I was never really competitive. So if I found one, I was okay just that I found one, because there are some of the kids, they were really competitive. They like, ooh, I was just like, ooh, I found one. Who? Thank you, Jesus. Because I was kind of shy. I want to encourage you, go, and this is going to sound kind of funny, but go find your egg. Go find what Easter is for you. That God has placed some beautiful things for you, and they're right in front of you. You got to go for it. Go for your dream. And others, particularly two people, I don't know who they are, but they will become very proud of you. They may not understand it right now, but eventually they will become very, very proud. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes. Thank you so much, Dr. Molson.
Oh, it's my joy. I appreciate you. And I want, now, what are your plans for Easter?
Just spend time with family.
Oh, you know, wow.
Kids. Yes.
Now, y'all gonna make an Easter cake or something? You know what my mother used to make, and that's the only time I would see. She would make coconut cake, and then she would kind of make it, put a little food color, make the coconut kind of green. It looked like grass, and she would put little Easter things on it. That brought back a wonderful memory. I forgot all about that. I didn't too much care for coconut cake, but I like the, you know, I like the decorations. I like chocolate cake. Give me, Mama, can you make chocolate cake and do the same thing? Just put the Easter eggs and all that stuff, all the candy. Listen, I want you to really continue to be successful. God have great things in store for you. And I really, we say that, but I really want you to know that it is true. You are a go-getter, okay?
Thank you so much.
Go get your Easter egg and your Easter egg basket and get all that grass and some candy. All right. Eat a piece of chocolate for me, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. You're in tune to your spiritual GPS to success, everybody. I am your spiritual life coach. Now, somebody else, you need to go get your candy, get your Easter egg and your basket. Just, you know what, and that's a good thing. It's a spiritual thing to do. Buy your Easter egg basket, because it's a sign of expectation. I'm expecting to get some jewels. And you all remember those plastic eggs where they would put coins in it, and some people put a few dollars, and they put candy in it? I'm expecting good this Easter. What are you expecting? Listen, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Schedule your reading with me. Text the word reading to 40691. Do it right now and schedule your reading. I got something to share with you. Text the word reading to 40691. I'll be right back, everybody. Spiritual GPS to success. I am your spiritual life coach. I am Dr. Michael Molesley out of Atlanta, Georgia. And listen, it is springtime. It is an enjoyable time. And I know all seasons are enjoyable. I do like the winter. I love because I like, you know, wearing the heavy coats and all of that. I like that. You can pull out the mink coat. I can't wear it too much, but, you know, just pull it out. But it's something about the spring. And it's almost always, we know it's a precursor to the summertime. But it's something about the spring. And like I said earlier, it adds color into our life. It's just, you notice things are greener and the sun just shines on it. Now in the summertime, y'all, ooh, it gets hot. So you're looking at the green grass, you're like, ooh, it looks like it's hot out there. It's funny though. You know, you can say, ooh, it looked like it's hot outside. But in the spring, you can look at that same scenery and say, oh, it looks so pretty. It looks just so pretty. It's something about the spring that it adds color. And I believe that God is adding color. I believe he's adding great joy into your life. Listen, let me go to the line. I believe I'm in Louisiana with Miss Vanessa McClain. How you doing, Vanessa?
I am well, Dr. Mosley. How are you?
I am good. Now, Vanessa, where are you calling me from? Is it Louisiana?
Louisiana, Hammond, Louisiana.
Hammond. Oh, my goodness. Now, I think I said this to you before, because every time you say Hammonds, it brings back a dream that I had. So it's kind of shocking to me. But listen, I've been to Louisiana. Now, I believe it's pretty out there in the springtime. Is it pretty in the spring there in Louisiana?
It is. It is.
What do you like most about the spring in Louisiana?
Just the wind and the sunlight. You know, when we get a, you know, it's cooler in the spring here than it is in most places. But when we get sunshine, we get it.
Wow. So now tell me, Vanessa, what is something I can look into for you on today?
I have, to be honest, Dr. Mosley, I am pretty much, I usually say it, try not to say it, but when I say I'm all over the place at this time, I am indeed. We just had a big blow up in the house. My daughter had a puppy. The puppy ran away. We just found the puppy again. You know, it's just been a mess. Now she wants to send the puppy to the pound. My daughter had a spat with her boyfriend. She cut up and you know, don't worry about coming on the trip, but the trip, we leave in an hour to be at the airport. And I guess to whom much is given, much is required.
All right. Well, you know, one thing about the spring, this is the way it's coming to me. One thing about the spring, it causes us to focus because it's a change and you begin to notice the flower or you notice the grass getting greener. We look at the overall picture, but then many of us, we start to look a little deeper. Oh, look at that pretty flower. Or look at that. It causes us to focus, even if it's on a bush, if it's a tree. We're focusing on that. So what I have to encourage you to do today, you said, I'm all over the place. Well, let's take that back and let's focus on what is more important, what is in the now. What is in the now? We cannot focus on things that we don't have no control over. We got to focus on the now and force ourselves to stay in the now. That's what I want you to do. What is important right now? I know you said you're getting ready to go on a trip. Wonderful. Well, I'm going to focus on right now. Who's going on the trip? Who wants to go on the trip? What we're going to do on the trip? You got to focus on the now. And sometimes as you stay focused, other people will say, well, I'm going to get back in line. But if they don't, it's important for you to stay focused. You got to stay in line or in mind where you are going. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense. I've been I have three different businesses and just want them all to flourish. Want to buy some property. Want to, you know, finish paying off the property that my mom passed away. So I have that property. I want to finish paying it off and just want to buy a vehicle. It's just financially, I need to focus. I need to really, really focus.
That's all you really, I really do feel like that's all you really need to do. And not only focus, I want you to enjoy what you have right now. Just enjoy what you do have and celebrate. Now, this is, again, the springtime. Take a time to notice the flower. Notice the business. Notice where you're trying to go. And even thank God, you're saying, I'm trying to buy this property. I want to buy this. But you know what? If you have a dollar, be grateful for that dollar. Focus on it. Say, you know what? I'm happy. At least I can think about purchasing this. Somebody said, child, I ain't got no money. I can't even think about buying nothing. Celebrate that what you do have. I do have three businesses. I do have this property. I want to pay this off. That means you are in the process of paying it off. That means you have been making the money to pay it off. You have a lot that is good that is going on. Don't get sidetracked. The scripture that's in the Bible says that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. All of that is saying is he comes to get you off track, get you off focus. Don't get off focus. Don't get off focus. Stay focused on where you are going. And stay focused on what you have right now. That's the main thing. Stay focused on what you have right now. You have some great things in your life. Stay focused on those and watch it get better. So now, what are you doing this Easter? What are you doing this resurrection this resurrection weekend?
Well, we'll be in Vegas this weekend, but I'm trying to leave the heavy stuff at home and try to focus, like you say, but we'll be in Vegas. I'm stressed. I keep trying not to go back, but this child and adopted this puppy, and now she want to give the puppy away, send the puppy back to the pound where she got it, but the puppy's been with us forever, and I'm worried about that. Is that what we do? We get things and then we discard them? That's vexing me.
Okay, but you got to look at it this way. Again, take look at what is right now. And I know it's a puppy. And I know you care about the puppy. You have to look at what are your alternatives. What is the simplest alternative? Do I take the puppy myself? And you're about to go on a trip, but maybe the best thing could be, is it going to back to the pound? Maybe somebody can offer the care that the puppy needs. But we have to understand what is the best way at this time. It may not be what we want. Now, if the daughter does not want the puppy, that means I'm not going to take responsibility. I have to applaud her to say, let me take the puppy back, as opposed to mistreating the puppy and starving the puppy and not caring.
You are absolutely right. I needed somebody else to say that to me. I did. I don't know why it was imperative that someone else said it to me.
But
I'm grateful
now. If she's saying I can't handle this, then okay, we would have been really upset. Well, you could have sent it to the pound instead of letting it starve to death. So now we appreciate her thought process. And if you go to Vegas and you come back, maybe the puppy may still be there. And if you want to adopt the puppy yourself, but right now the simplest way is what we're looking at. And you know, this is the best way. Now we got to go and have a good time in Vegas and believe that even at the pound, the puppy will have other friends to play with. The puppy will receive the nutrients that it needs, the food and the care that it needs, and maybe even the home that will be more conducive for the puppy. So look and appreciate it now. Does that make sense?
I do, Dr. Mosley. And I know people would think this is trivial, but I had to make sure that I'm not rearing someone or hadn't reared someone that will, you know, want the responsibilities and discard them, you know, along the way. And I guess that's what I was feeling. I thank you
It really shows that you have a care and you have a heart. And believe it or not, somebody's listening that appreciates, but there are some people that love animals and they would appreciate what you're saying. Sometimes we have to let go that the puppy can find out that other people and other things can be better taken care of. So I'm applauding you even for calling me about the situation. Go on to Vegas, have a lot of fun. I'm quite sure it's cooler down there right now. It's not so hot. So go on and have a great time. You hear?
I will, Dr. Mosley. Thank you so much.
Blessed to see you. Have a wonderful Easter, okay?
You as well.
All right. Listen, everybody, I am so very grateful for you. It is so touching. It really is. You know, I guess when we hear the word puppy, it just melts our heart. Just like, oh. And I know someone said, I want a puppy. It's a joyful time because it's a sign of new life. And sometimes life will bring us things that, no, I just can't handle this one right now. So we have to figure out what is the best way for me to deal with this situation. What is the best way? Even when the spring comes, like we said, it comes with new beauty, but also there are new challenges. For me, this is really one of the first times I have the challenge of allergies. It's like, I want to go outside, but I want to raise up my windows, but the challenge of me breathing. So sometimes the blessings come with great joy, but every now and then there's a little challenge. And we got to say, I got to take the best way possible. Now for me, it's looking through the windows, but not opening the windows. I'm still enjoying the beauty and getting the sun inside, but I just can't open the windows. So find out what is the best way for you to deal with your situation. And I believe that you're going to deal with it appropriately. You got to expect great things this spring. I believe that it is happening for you. Listen, y'all, it's time for me. Time me go. But listen, I've had a great time with you on today, and I pray that you really realize that this spring, I'm not in need, but I am in expectation. I'm looking forward to the beautiful roses. I'm looking forward to those beautiful gardenias. I'm looking forward to greater joys, newness. Somebody said, everything is new again. I am looking forward to experiencing the new. And don't you be afraid of the new. Don't be afraid to experience the flowers, the roses, the new love, the new relationship, the new thoughts, the new ideas. It's coming to you. It's a part of the expectation. So maintain that. Look at spring as it's coming up again. Everything is new again. God is with you. Now listen, get your reading with me. All you have to do is text the word reading to 40691. Text the word reading to 40691, or go to my website, drmichaelmosley.com. That's drmichaelmosley. I can't wait to share great insight with you, because I'm always blessed. Every time I get a chance to talk with a client, it just really inspires me. And thank you for those of you that send me your testimonies and just your nuggets of love. I do appreciate them very, very much. I pray God's blessings on you. I want you to have a wonderful, at the time of this recording, it is Good Friday, and we're everybody getting ready for the resurrection weekend, Easter. And I want you to have a great time knowing that we're celebrating resurrection. We're celebrating things coming up again. We're celebrating great joy, great success. It is meant for you. I am not out of words. I'm certainly not out of love, but I am out of time. I bless God for you, everybody. Stay on your path, your spiritual GPS to success. Blessings to you. I'll talk to you again real soon.